Can you talk about the work that you presented last year at San Antonio on the neoadjuvant trastuzumab?
Yes. So that is an extension of, it's not dissimilar to what we were just discussing. Well, Herceptin is a very interesting agent, as we're all aware. It's the first monoclonal antibody against HER2, highly effective in metastatic breast cancers. And the response rate is perhaps 25-35%, depending on which series you look at. So what we did was we looked at the activity and efficacy of single-agent Herceptin in treatment-naive HER2 overexpressing locally advanced breast cancers. And in these women, we gave them 3 weeks of single-agent Herceptin and measured the tumor size before and after Herceptin treatment. And what we found, the aims of the study were twofold. One, the efficacy. Two, what is the mechanism of action of Herceptin? And for the second aim, we looked at several pathways. Does it primarily affect proliferation and growth factor and growth cycle proliferation pathways through MAP kinase, or does it affect apoptosis and survival pathways? And those were the two mechanisms we were most interested in. In terms of its efficacy, after 3 weeks of single-agent Herceptin, the tumors regressed. The presenting tumor size, again, was large, was 10 centimeters. And after 3 weeks of single-agent Herceptin, a quarter of the patients had a PR. And that is quite remarkable considering this was not expected. We expected stabilization of disease. We did not expect a reduction of 50% in a quarter of the patients.
Had this ever been done before?
No.
What were your thoughts as you started to see the first few patients?
It was stunning. I mean, we have these locally advanced breast cancers that were enormous, or inflammatory breast cancers. And within the first few weeks, the patients themselves would tell you the redness is going or the mass is getting softer. And this was independently verified by at least two oncologists. So it's real. So the tumors regressed. And up to date, up to the time the study was done, cell line and in vitro models suggested that it was predominantly acted through decrease in proliferation. Now, that would not be possible because if it was only proliferation, you would not see such a massive reduction in tumor size. And not surprisingly, the primary mechanism of action of trastuzumab is through cell survival by inducing apoptosis. Now, this has important implications because it means that, number one, it is unlikely to be antagonistic with chemotherapy because they both affect apoptosis, so they're more likely to be synergistic. Secondly, we might even think that in metastatic studies, like with chemotherapy, we do not give chemotherapy indefinitely. We give it for a defined period of time. So perhaps we could even think about giving Herceptin for a period of time, stopping, seeing how they do, and reintroducing this in the future. So these have implications as to how we may move forward in the use of Herceptin and understanding its mechanism of action.
Can you talk a little bit more about the clinical responses you saw there? How many patients were there? You mentioned about a quarter of them had responses. I remember I talked to Ken Osborne last year about that time. He was telling me that, according to what he told me, all the tumors shrank to some extent.
Yes. So essentially, we've now completed the paper. It is submitted and accepted in JCO. It's not published yet. And in total, we have 40 patients. And you're correct, 25% of the patients, so do the math, but one quarter of the patients basically had a PR, 50% reduction, and the other had stabilization of disease and nobody progressed.
And this was after 3 weeks?
After only 3 weeks of Herceptin.
And then at that point, am I correct in saying you brought in docetaxel?
We at that point brought in docetaxel and continued Herceptin and docetaxel for up to 3 months, 4 cycles of docetaxel with weekly Herceptin.
And what was the long-term outcome? How many of these women went to surgery or other kinds of therapy?
All the patients at that point went to surgery. The PAF-CR rate was very high, in the 35% range. So again, very encouraging that the combination of docetaxel and Herceptin appeared to be synergistic and appeared to yield extremely high PAF-CR rates. And again, I must reiterate that these were large cancers, and a third of them were inflammatory breast cancers, as you know, a bad cohort, prognosis cohort. So the responses were very remarkable. Almost all the cancers softened, and a quarter had a 50% shrinkage. The redness would disappear, too, for the inflammatory breast cancers quite soon after the treatment started.
You mentioned about the apoptosis, which I think was a big surprise to everyone. To what extent had we looked at this question of mechanism of action in vivo with trastuzumab before this?
It has never been done. So until the study was done, all the data was in cell lines, HER2 overexpressing cell lines. and that predominantly showed decrease in proliferation, increase in the cell cycle inhibitor P27, and through MAP kinase. So we had anticipated slowing down of tumor growth, but not inducing tumor death.